Winogrand has situated himself behind the podium at which Kennedy is addressing convention attendees. We see Kennedy from the back. And Kennedy is gesturing upwards. There's this, you know, beautiful light shining down on him. He's illuminated, but we can't see his face. And what we do see, however, is at the foot of the podium, there is a television set with his broadcasted image, which is interesting. I mean, in a way, it sets the tone for this exhibition because it shows the sort of media nature of the way that the public interacted with Kennedy.
So Gary Winogrand was a professional photographer, uh-huh. but there are photos here taken by non-professionals, right?
Yes. There are some photographs here that are interesting objects because they were never meant to be art, even though we're treating them on the wall like art objects. These are press photos, that wire photos, basically. So these are all facsimiles. These are photographs that were sent by telegraph to news agencies across the country. This is a pair of photographs by John Hill. This is New Haven. Kennedy campaigned in Connecticut a few days before the general election. And so this is, I think, November 6th. He went to Bridgeport, Hartford, Waterbury, and New Haven. And what I love about this picture, so here we have this is a picture of people gathering on the green. The crowd is predominantly, I think, Irish and Italian. And at the time, New Haven had a very large Irish and Italian population. Part of the challenge for me, I think, in doing this exhibition is the fact that I was not alive in the 60s.
I was going to ask you about that. So how old are you?
I am 27.
What drew you to do a photography exhibit about John Kennedy?
Well, part of the reason why we're doing this exhibit is because we worked on a book called JFK, A Photographic Memoir, and we were very fortunate to have Lee Friedlander give us all of the prints from this book. And, you know, when we were looking at these pictures, it seemed, you know, the timing was right because the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's assassination was in November. It seemed like a perfect opportunity to show these new pictures.
What have you gained from working on this exhibit?
One thing that I've learned is that the way that you mat and frame certain pictures, such as the news photographs, change the meanings that people will read into them.
Let's just talk about a few more pictures.
Sure. Actually, I should talk about this picture here. This is the only loan in the exhibition. This is a Robert Frank. We see Kennedy in the foreground, but he's blurry. And behind him is Richard Nixon, who comes into focus. And he actually doesn't look half bad in this photograph, weirdly. Kennedy, I mean, doesn't look so great, partly because he's blurry. But there's also this sort of weird Mount Rushmore thing happening. The camera has, because of the lens, has flattened the space. And so it looks like this line of men who Frank has captured walking down the street, there is this weird collage of noses and ears that's happening here. But also, I think what's interesting about this image is that we finally bring Nixon into the picture. And at the time, a lot of people thought of Kennedy and Nixon as opposites. Bringing them together this way and almost making them look like they're parasitic twins in some regard is interesting. It's subversive and it's a little indelicate. I love this picture.